Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at denverfan.com. Presented by Siltahar Motors. The car buying experience is as easy as call, click, or come in at Siltahar Motors. Get upfront trade value with one call. Research and compare vehicles at sthmotors.com. Or come in and ask for Greg Larson and get $500 off any purchase. Siltahar Motors. Easy to find and conveniently located right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
This is KKFN and KKFN HD1 Longmont, Denver. All right, lot to unpack there. Lot to unpack. Man,
it's like we just
had a football quarterback debate again. It's
you
like
guys are like brothers.
The two of us just go after it.
You're just like brothers.
So I get he's someone who loves to shake it up.
Mm-hmm.
He's the shake it up guy.
Yeah.
He's the let's not go with the status quo guy. He's the let's think outside the box type of guy. And all I'm saying is that after what happened the other night, I don't think this is the time for shaking it up.
Uh-huh.
I think this is the time to look at what happened the other night,
mm-hmm.
realize that that was an aberration, realize that the Avalanche once again proved that they're the better team, and then they let up. And understand that that's something that's easy to fix. Understand that we are the better team. You know you're the better team. Go out and do what you have done all season long. Do what you have done throughout the playoffs. Do what you've done in this series. Do what you have done for the last 2.5 games, the two wins in St. Louis and the first half of this game the other day, and get back to that. So I know you're giving me grief about be better, but honestly, that's what it comes down to. I don't believe that you need to make a lot of drastic changes, and I don't think that you have to make Game 5 into a thing. I think you just say, you call it for what it was, you let up, you did things that are uncharacteristic, learn from it, go back to being the better team that you know you are.
I think that 100% you have to do that. But let me just ask you this, because I'm with you. Like, I'm not benching Kemper. I'm not going Chicken Little on him. But I am putting him on notice.
That's fine.
Dude.
That's fine.
We got to have better out of you, right? We have to have better out of you. And if you can't provide it, we'll find somebody who can.
That'd be my message to the whole team. I trust all of you. But, you know?
I'm with you, win or tie.
Right.
That's where we are right now.
Thanks to our listeners in Denver for making 104.3 the Fan part of your day.
So,
can I ask you this? Just because you know how much I love the player's perspective. You know you're the better team.
Correct.
You know you're better than St. Louis.
Correct.
You are kicking yourself. You are so mad at yourself for what happened in the second half of that game. How would you react if all of a sudden your coach made a bunch of changes, including benching the goaltender who, as I correctly pointed out with the numbers, 57-21 games played between Francois and Kemper, bench that guy.
All right, you wouldn't be happy about it. As a player.
You wouldn't be happy, but what do you think what would be the message that you take from the coach?
Well, the message.
What message is he sending?
The message is you got to play better. Like what you're saying. Hey, guys, you got to play better.
But he's also panicking a bit.
Well,
it's kind of a panic move. Why is he changing things up all of a sudden? We just played one bad half of a hockey game.
Right. Well, you're not benching everybody. You're benching. It's not like you're putting McKinnon down or you would be benching a goaltender who gave up a soft goal. But I don't think you do it after a game. It's not a game does not a trend make. So it's got to be one of those situations where everybody's on notice. We know the importance of this. And you're on notice just like everybody else is on notice. Play well, you know, get good or get gone. That's how we're going to operate. But I don't think you do it. I don't think you kind of quote-unquote push that panic button right now. But you say, hey, man, you give up a soft goal or you give up a couple bad looks and we won't hesitate to go to somebody else.
But
that's
here's
how important
this. Here's the other problem, though, too. If you bench Kemper, and they're not, but if you benched Kemper, what you're doing is you're sending a message that the guy that we have clearly identified to be the guy
right.
we're not so sure anymore. And the guy that we've already clearly told everybody, including him, that we don't think is the guy, Francois,
right.
Go rescue us. Yeah. And then if he doesn't do that, you're going to go back to Kemper, who you've just told everybody you don't believe in, mm-hmm. Go rescue us in game seven? Or what happens if you do go to Francois and let's say you win a high-scoring game, it's 6-5, you win, he's not right. That great. You move on to the next round. Awesome. Now you're going to say, all right, and we're in the Western Conference Finals. Kemps, you're back.
Kemps, you're back. Yeah.
Go get him. I get if you lose tonight that Game 7 becomes one of those situations where you're like, hey, we find ourselves in this situation. you know, we're ready to make any kind of move. We got to win this hockey game. But I just don't think we're at that point yet. I just don't think we're at the point to make major knee-jerk reactions to what happened in Game 5.
I agree. We're not at that point yet. We're not at that point, but we're approaching that point. You know, I mean, that clearly you can see that point. It's clearly in your field of vision. You know how when you're driving, like I'm going to drive cross country, I'd like to get to maybe Davenport, Iowa, by this evening. You know, hunker down in Davenport.
Your ultimate destination is...
I'm going Joliet, just outside of Chicago.
Yeah, so you're going half... I've done that,
mm-hmm.
that drive. Davenport's okay. A good destination spot to make for today. Yes.
Yeah. You know what? I can't see it from here.
No.
But I know it's out there.
It's there. It ain't moving.
Yeah. But when I get to... I don't know, what's the town close to Davenport that I could see?
I have no idea.
Let's just make up a town name. Give me just any town. That's Ames.
Ames.
When I get to Ames.
Lincoln.
Yeah, I can
Lincoln,
go.
Iowa.
Oh, wait, look over there. There's Davenport in the horizon. I see the big.
What is your point?
Bustling sea.
What is your point?
We're closer. Like, they've already spent, they've driven 10 hours on that 12-hour drive to Davenport. They can see Davenport from here. So you're a lot closer right now to making a dramatic move if.
And I'm glad you used that word. If. Because I got this text from Ryan in Missouri. If you're too fragile to handle being benched for poor play, then you're not somebody I want on my team. Okay.
Ryan, I agree with that, by the way.
I agree, too. But I think there's also something to be said for the idea that, hey, I'm going to show some faith in the guy that's gotten me to this point, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to panic and bail on them after one bad game.
Right.
So I'm all with the idea that Kemper is on notice about going out and playing well tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about the knee-jerk reaction of, oh, well, he lit up a couple softies. Let's go to the other guy.
Right.
I just think if you start acting that way in what you hope to be a long cup run, if you start jerking with your goalie's confidence, especially when you haven't done it all year like that, it's one thing if in St. Louis, if they go back and forth, the goaltenders, their guy, I laid out the numbers. One guy started 40 games, the other started 37. One guy started 3 games in the first round, the other guy started 3 games in the first round. You've established a pattern, right? You
Correct.
Haven't done that here. You do that now, you're going to start jerking with some people's mindsets and confidence. And I don't think that you go to that nuclear option yet. Until you at least give him a chance to bounce back tonight. Now, hey, if he goes out and gives up 2 softies in the first period and you're down 2-0, all right, mm-hmm. send Francois out for the start of the second period.
That would be great drama, wouldn't it?
No, I don't want drama. I want this thing over. I don't want a game. I want nothing to do with a game 7. Game 7s in hockey scare the bleep out of me. Because you talk about the ultimate. You know how they always say in a game 7 in any sport, hey, game 7, anything can happen. Yeah, but no, not like hockey. Hockey, game 7s, you talk about the ultimate wild card. Who knows? Hot goalie, bad bounces,
mm-hmm.
puck jumps over a stick, puck hits a stick. I don't want anything to do with a game 7. Finish this up tonight,
yes.
Avs, I believe 100% in you. Lose tonight? Oh, that number drops precipitously. Yeah.
How far is your 50-50? Is it 50-50?
For game 7?
Yeah.
If they lose tonight?
Yeah.
I'm at 50-50.
Below not good.
Mm-hmm. It's Yeah, I think I'm with you tonight. That's edgy, man. I'm a little on edge.
Let me take another one out of the D-Mac playbook. Okay. Shake it up, right? You didn't play well the other night? Bench him?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mikko Rantanen. You haven't scored yet in the playoffs. Don't give me that
chintzy
empty nickel. You haven't scored in the playoffs. You're benched. Cale Makar, you're not the same player you've been in the Nashville series. You're benched. I mean, how far are we going with this? How far are we going to go with the whole idea of let's start benching people? I'm not happy. Let's bench people.
Yeah, I don't think the benching or all that stuff is the right way to go either. I don't believe in that. But I would like just go out and play better is not it either. I would like some tangible things that we're looking for.
Okay, if the idea is that you are going to take what happened as a bit of an aberration in Game 5,
mm-hmm.
You know you're the better team. You know your players are better. You know your system is better. You know your process is better.
Right.
So what exactly does that mean? I'm going to challenge you. What does that mean? What are you telling these players? I say, hey, I trust you. I don't think you played to the best of your capabilities in Game 5.
Right.
Go out and using the systems So what are you saying to them?
I think all that is 100% right. What I'm saying to you is, what are some tangible things that you can point out on film that I'm not doing right? Am I not cutting? Am I not creating angles? You know, like, is there something like where I got off angle there and I got beat to an edge and let a offensive player for the St. Louis Blues turn the corner and at least get a shot on goal? If I had taken the proper angle, he would have never been able to get a shot on. Like stuff like that.
Okay, that's fine.
And but again, I don't know. But that's what I would be looking for. As a player, I would be looking for, don't tell me to play better. Tell me what it is that I need to fix.
Fair enough. But it's all within the context of I'm not going to change anything.
Right.
If you're the coach,
exactly.
I'm not changing anything.
I'm not changing the system. I'm not changing.
I believe in you guys, but here's how you can be a little better.
We have the identity.
Right.
And here's where you lost a part of the identity.
Fair. Fine.
Yeah.
But it's still taking what you've got and what you've built, and you're not really changing it. You're telling your guys how they can be better, but also challenging them to be better.
Right.
Get back to being your game. And maybe, to your point, here you go. And this is where we find the common ground. Be better. You weren't your normal self in Game 5. Here's a couple things that I noticed. Here are a couple film clips. This is how you can be better.
Right.
But I'm demanding you be better. I'm not going to change your role. I'm not going to bench you. I'm not going to move you.
Yes.
But this is my charge to you.
Yeah,
okay.
100%.
All right, boom. We found it. So you got that going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Exhausting.
Wow,
D-Mac exhausts me.
Yeah, you and D-Mac start.
He exhausts me.
Going after each other, and it's
pounding headache, sweating. So, but I love him.
It's good. Oh yeah,
it's good stuff. So hit us up, ramoslaw.com text line 303-713-1043. Waiting in the wings when the Avalanche win this series.
Yes,
when they win this series tonight.
Jinxie, no.
Yeah, the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
Got to admit, a little surprised at that. Thought it would be Calgary. Wouldn't have been shocked if Edmonton won, but I got to admit, I'm pretty stunned that they won that easily.
Excited about that?
I like that matchup. I think that will be a fun, entertaining. You'll have the two best players in hockey squaring off, at least two best forwards
in
Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon. So that'll be fun. You got a ready-made, another villain waiting in the wings in Evander Kane. You've got another former Avalanche in Tyson Barrie. So we go from Duchesne to O'Reilly to Barrie. So there's a lot there. And I think it'll be a fast-paced, up and down, a lot of action. Yeah, I think it'll be great.
Take you back to the Oilers, the Gretzky, Messier.
You're not putting this Oilers team in that.
No. Oh, but good. But the excitement of, like, to me.
Plus, you'll be going to a place like D-Max in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
D-Mac was in Nashville. Two places, well, one place that knows nothing about hockey, Nashville, and another place that just doesn't really care. You know, they know, you got people in St. Louis, they know hockey. It's been around forever there in St. Louis, but, you know, it's not, D-Mac will tell you, there's no buzz there, right? You go to Edmonton? First of all, the whole country is going to be behind Edmonton.
Yes.
I mean, that place will be electric. That's going to be the one of those things where you're at the game and there's 18,000 people in the game and there's going to be another 20,000 people outside watching on a big screen TV.
There will be people in Saskatoon watching,
that's right.
Watching the Oilers.
That's right.
Yeah. That's a
Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
And Saskatchewan.
Oh, Saskatchewan. Yeah, Saskatchewan. It's Saskatoon.
I need more Canadian cities, quick.
Like,
for Dr. for Professor Seuss. So we got the Oilers waiting. The Warriors advance to the NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah, how about that?
Sixth time in the last 8 years, the Warriors go to the NBA Finals. And I bring this up from the standpoint of, do you feel better? Are you somebody that goes to that place where, hey, if my team loses, I hope they end up losing to the team that in this case goes to the finals because it makes me feel better about my team? Is that, do you feel better about the Nuggets losing to the Warriors now that the Warriors have made pretty easy path after that in going through Memphis in six and Dallas in five? Do you feel better about the Nuggets?
I do feel better about, I mean, I know, I think we saw what the Nuggets have to, and what they're going to have to do, and they're going to have to be healthy, obviously, but they're going to have to be able to match a little better, especially defensively, in the backcourt. But I think it does make you feel a little bit better. I mean, come on. They just walked through Dallas. They gave them one courtesy victory, but they walked through Dallas. That was just, Memphis gave them a little bit of a tussle because, you know, they have some athleticism in the backcourt with John Moran and everybody. So anyhow, I don't know about you, Mike, but I do feel a little bit of, you know, misery loves company type of thing. And I do feel a little bit better about that.
Hopefully, hey, Josh Kroenke, everybody's feeling a little bit better about the Nuggets lost to Golden State after what Golden State's done. Maybe you can come out and talk now.
Mm-hmm.
He's bumped back his press conference twice now. What's he waiting for?
He's waiting for all the buzz to die down to not address it at all.
No. You think he's just going to keep pushing this thing off, kicking the can down the road and not actually do it?
If you wait long enough, everybody will forget. Yeah, by the way, the word was he tested positive for COVID, so that's why they canceled it.
Okay.
It's kind of on one of those. Hey, we'll get back to you on this. What you have to do is wait for, it's like the NFL. When the NFL releases news, like earth-shattering type of thing, like stuff that's not necessarily positive for them, they always do it like on a Friday afternoon when nobody's really paying attention and some other big news cycle story is about ready to break. That's when the NFL will announce something that's not positive.
Could have done it virtually.
Like if they
he could have done it virtually.
Yeah. If they suspend Deshaun Watson, or if they don't suspend Deshaun Watson, they'll do it on a Friday afternoon.
Oh yeah, news dump.
Yeah, it'll just be a total news dump. Hey, by the way, we haven't had the evidence to Deshaun Watson. Have a great weekend, everybody.
It's not really that hard of a press conference to hold. It's
yeah,
why did you decide? Well, because we have a culture here. We feel very strongly in the pipeline of talent that we've been able to cultivate over the years. It started with Masai Ujiri. We found Tim Conley. We found Arturis
Korosov.
Good.
Or is it Shovich or
Shovis? Konishovas.
Turas Konishovas.
Konishovas.
We found him.
I've been putting the emphasis.
We got Calvin Booth.
Emphasis on the wrong syllable.
And left unsaid will be, Hey, me and my dad know as much basketball as anybody anyway, and we'll make moves.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad, let's play basketball. Horse.
Yeah. Hey, we own the arena. Let's go downstairs and play. Yeah. Shoot some hoops.
I'll spot you, Nicho. Come on, Dad. Swish. Swish.
Moose jaw.
Moose. Moose.
What else you got? I need more Canadian cities. Come on, people.
Come on.
Pick it up.
Help us out.
Come on. It's a big country. Coming up, are you thinking about curses right now as you start looking ahead to tonight? Is a curse on your mind? That's next.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, there's some funny texts coming in. We'll get to in a second. All right. Do you believe in curses?
No.
You don't? Do you believe in sports curses?
No. Well, what's the difference?
Curses. Well, curses, like, you know, from the great beyond, you know, curses. Then there's, like, the dark, the occult curses. And then there's sports curses.
Yeah, I tried.
You don't believe in sport? Yeah, you wouldn't. See, that's just something that we fans, we love the idea of curses.
Yeah?
It's just something it's just, you know, the curses. It's the Babe Ruth curse, the curse of the Billy Goat. It's the curse of the second round. This is something that we as fans think about.
Mm-hmm.
I know you as players, where you really don't care about the results of the game. It's just a paycheck for you. don't think about curses. You don't live and die with the results like we do. Did I play well? Did I get my catches? Did I grade out well? Good.
You can't win them all, Mike.
See, I told you, folks.
You just can't win them all.
I told you.
Pay the other team, too.
Okay. But curses.
Curses. Now, every time you say curses, it reminds me of like an old Scooby-Doo cartoon. Curses! If it wasn't for you meddling kids, I'd have gotten away with it. Curse this.
You know what I'm saying?
But second round, apparently the second round thing is it's a thing for people. I believe in curses. I do. I grew up a Red Sox fan. You kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in the idea of a curse. But the second round curse I haven't felt that.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a second round curse, and I'm not feeling a second round curse thing happening right now.
If St. Louis wins tonight,
don't you go there.
Do you think will you be like, it's the curse?
If they lose the series, I'll start thinking about curses. If they lose the series, you might get me start thinking about a curse.
Ooh. That's my ghost imitation.
Is it just me or Mark really is not that funny? Evans, I don't know why you laugh so much.
What?
Well, first of all, Mark is funny. Secondly, when I laugh, I am genuinely, I like to laugh. I think laughing is good for the soul. I really do.
Oh, there's no question.
I think laughing, if we could have more laughter in our lives, you'd be a happier person. So I love laughing. So I love a good laugh. And so I think you're funny. I'm not sucking up to you. Not only do I laugh a lot on air, you should see how many times I laugh off air with this clown next to me.
Why do you think I'm not? I mean, wait. No.
Is
the texter like, we need to talk about serious sports. What is the, you know. They need to get a neutral zone trap going. If they don't get the neutral zone trap going, then we might as well just write this one off. I don't need all this. I don't know. Need hijinks and brouhaha. I need some good old fashioned X's and O's.
Quick Avalanche note. Another Avalanche note to pass along.
Yeah.
See if you can go out and find it. the trailer for the Avalanche Red Wing E60 special that's coming up. Dropped today. I saw it at about 4:30 this morning, and I instantly was like, "Whoa!"
Mm.
So it's a behind the music type thing. It's just
it's like that Michael Jordan thing, kind of like
The Last Dance.
Yeah,
a lot of people are interviewed, like from the Avalanche standpoint. It's Sakic, it's Forsberg, it's Waugh, it's Footer. The nose looks glorious.
Oh my gosh!
It's Claude Lemieux.
Makeup, Claude.
Red Wings include Shanahan, Darren McCarty, Konstantinov. He has a great, at the end of the trailer, it's awesome.
If he dies, he dies.
It's something close to that. It sounded like that. It's great. And it's
that'll be great.
I can't wait for that.
That'll be a great one. That'll be a great
Richie one. And I were talking about during one of the breaks, because, I'm here to tell you, that rivalry was no joke. That rivalry, first of all, in my humble opinion, I've been able to cover sports for the last 30 years, right? Mm-hmm. That is the greatest, hottest, every element that you look for in a rivalry is the greatest rivalry I've seen in the last 30 years. In sports.
Mm.
And honestly, it's not even close.
Yeah.
You had everything. First of all, you had genuine hatred.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you had bloodshed.
Right.
Thirdly, you had amazing hockey. That's what's sometimes forgotten, I think, about the Avalanche Red Wing rivalry, is that everyone talks about how much they hated each other and the fights and the blood and all. It was backed up by unbelievable hockey. And what else did you have? They were playing for the highest stakes with the understanding that whoever won their series was going to win the cup. And each team won. So when you check all the boxes that go into the perfect rivalry, the Avalanche Red Wings checked them all.
By the way, legendary players.
And Hall of Famers.
Legendary coaches.
Coaches, yeah. Bowman is part of this.
Scotty
Mark
Bowman.
Crawford is part of this.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
At everything. Everything.
Mark is not only funny, he's intelligently funny. Well, I don't know. No, wait a minute. Hold on. Hey, listen. I am here to defend
my... I'll give you 5 minutes to quit texting me. Compliments.
I'm here to support my guy, but intelligently funny?
I don't know.
I don't know if that would be the first word that would come to mind. this is actually appropriate. Mark's funny? Funny how? Funny like a clown? Do I amuse you? Which is, I think, a perfect segue.
Yes.
So we lost a great one. Ray Liotta passed away at the age of 67. Now, of course, he's always going to be known. His biggest role was Goodfellas.
You know why Jeannie's husband went to the can? Because of Jeannie, because he wanted to get away from her. That's why.
But for me, he's always going to be Shoeless Joe Jackson in The Natural.
If you build it, he will come.
Were you trying to get me? I don't know, really?
What?
Shoeless Joe Jackson in The Natural? Come on, dude. Come on.
You thought about it.
Come on.
You thought about it.
Come on.
You thought about
that
it.
You know what?
You thought about it.
You know what
tipped
me off? As soon as you said it, you look right down at your paper.
That's a mistake I make sometimes.
You look right down at your paper.
I can't.
Because you didn't want to smile.
I can't look you in the eye. That's
the
best ones work. The best O'Reillys work. When I just look you right in the eye, like we're having a... You're right.
Right.
Sometimes
you look
sometimes I chicken out.
Right, you look directly
out.
Because you knew if you looked at me, you weren't going to be able to keep a straight face. So, yeah.
We need to explain the O'Reilly game real quick.
You blew it! Yeah.
Explain the O'Reilly game.
Well, if... so,
try this out on your friends this weekend, folks.
So you say something that you know purposely, you say it wrong, just because you know I know it and you know it, just to get me to correct you. And as soon as I correct you, then you look at me with a just disgusted, goofy look on your face. Go, oh, really? So you would have played that. Let's just play the game right here. This doesn't count.
You know what? I'll tell you what. You know, Ray Liotta will always be Shoeless Joe Jackson for me in The Natural.
Like, that was Fields of Dreams. It wasn't The Natural.
Oh, really?
right. So, and I'd have been like, no!
And you know what would have been so
you
good?
You looked right down at your
paper. I know. You would have been so good, too. And here's, I'm going to be kicking myself about this for a while, because you're getting ready to make a long drive out to Illinois this weekend.
Yeah.
Bringing, it doesn't matter, you're going to make a real road trip. And what would have been awesome is... You'd have been just...
I had a stew on that.
You'd have been stewing over that, mile after mile, rolling through Nebraska.
It would have really bothered me,
staring at endless fields of corn, and you'd have been like, I can't believe he got me. I can't believe he got me.
Yeah, it would have crushed me.
No, in The Natural.
Yeah.
Quick little... By the way, I just want to throw this out real quick. Just a quick little, my own curiosity, on the text line, 303-713-1043. The greatest baseball movie of all time is Go.
Oh.
I'll let you think about it.
Yeah.
You can have an answer. Plus Fearless Predictions. It's all coming up next.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, real quick, we did the informal. It's kind of like James Merrillat when he pulls 10 people at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love those. Those are really funny. The other day, you had like three of them. I'm like, James, will you stop pestering people? Let them order their coffee?
Right.
Stop asking them questions?
Mm-hmm.
So we asked, with Ray Liotta passing away, who is, of course, Shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams, what is the best baseball movie ever? Just a quick, and we got... Probably about 40 votes. Number one was The Sandlot. Oh, boy. I'm probably going to commit blasphemy here. Is it just me? Is it just me Friday? But is it just me? I don't quite get the legend of The Sandlot. I could think of five or six baseball movies easy that I'd rather watch before I get to Sandlot.
I love The Sandlot. I love that movie. But I think of it more as a coming of age, you know. Like, I don't think of it, baseball was a background of The Sandlot. It's really about that group of kids, to me, more than it is about baseball. Do you know what I mean? I really like the movie, but I don't think of it so much as a baseball. Not like I think of, like, when I think of great baseball movies, like The Blind Side. That's a great baseball movie.
See, you looked away, too.
I know.
You can't
know.
Look away.
I know. It just no. You that can't was, look no, at
that
yourself.
That wasn't even close. That was a listener trying to get us.
Yeah, yeah.
Text, oh, really?
Yeah. We've had several texts, really texts here, and you're going to have to get better than the Gridiron Gang.
Yes.
The Gridiron Gang.
Yeah. Guys, my favorite baseball movie is The Blind Side.
Yeah. None of us are falling for that.
Yeah, I'm not going to fall for that. What, do you think we're amateurs?
Yeah.
Speaking of baseball.
I love this quote. You tell me Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
Why does he keep calling me meat?
Yeah.
So the Rockies, along with all of Major League Baseball, are coming up with City Connect uniforms. A group of teams did this last year. Like, for example, the Red Sox all of a sudden came out with these bright yellow and blue uniforms. It was connected with the Boston Marathon after the bombings there. So the idea is to come up with these uniforms that sort of tap into the community, the state, the region of which these teams play in. And so ESPN did a ranking of the City Connect uniforms that are coming out.
Right.
The Rockies got number one. In fact, Johnny sent you that, right? Can you retweet it? Retweet the picture. They're really cool looking. So basically, to describe them, how's the best way to describe? Green pants, like pine green pants.
Mm-hmm.
The shirts are pine green on the bottom.
Look like then, the green license plate.
It looks like the green,
the green light with the mountainscape.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
This is Colorado underneath the mountains.
They're pretty cool. It's designed by, it says, Colorado's uniform pays homage to the, or homage, to the mountains that give the team its name, with a predominantly green look reflecting the state's signature pine trees. It features several flourishes, such as a new circle logo on the hat in red for soil and gold for sunshine, along with the state's CO abbreviation. And it does pay tribute to the distinctive license plate. And the verdict is the Rockies have unveiled a design that is distinctive from the rest of their existing uniforms without feeling completely out of left field. The Rockies paid an exceptional amount of detail, attention to detail, create a look that feels both fresh and classic.
Wow.
I have to admit. Listen, they stink as a baseball team, but man, they run a good business.
Good marketing. Good money. It's the only thing they're going to win number one at this year so far. But I... Yeah, for you know, in regards to alternate jerseys, it's a great alternate jersey.
It really is.
It's great.
I think I'd want one.
Whose name would you put on the back?
I would put.
You can't put Evans on the back.
No, I wouldn't do that. But I would get one that's blank.
I would too.
And then I would get Chris Bryant's.
I'd go Tony Stark on the back.
Yes.
With Tony Stark on
That's
the back.
Right. Chris Bryant's number.
Right.
With Tony Stark on the back.
Tony Stark.
Or Tony Stark or just Stark?
Stark.
Stark.
Yeah, just Stark
yes.
on the back.
Yes.
Yes. Iron Man.
Iron Man. We've got our new modern day Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Move over, Cal Ripken. Move over, Lou Gehrig. We've got the new Iron Man.
That's
Chris
right.
Chris Bryant. Come on, Sting. Give it to me.
Okay.
Come on. Come on.
Is he alive or dead?
Oh, wait.
Is he alive or dead? Did he sleep on a prison bed? Should we even care? Cash your fat checks.
I can never get that.
You gotta work on that line. You'll have a long time on the road to work on that.
Iron Man.
Hey, the Rockies Stark. Are finally number one at something, says the texture. Good point.
Good old Stark. It is a cool
It's a cool
looking
uni.
Yeah, they'll sell a lot of those
they'll
jerseys.
They'll sell a lot.
And those guys will be up drinking in that,
suite of theirs.
It's going to be great. What's the rooftop bar?
Yep. The party deck.
Party deck. Rooftop bar.
Yep.
Right up there.
Yep. Business.
Swollen down. $17 beers
hey,
in their $78 jersey.
The baseball sucks, but the business of baseball is awesome. So the Avalanche tonight. We have arrived at that moment. Here we go. Let's do it. What do you got there, Johnny? Let's go, Fever.
Prediction? Yes, prediction. Pain.
Hey, woman!
What do you got?
I got the Avalanche. You know what? Picking up where they left off after the first period before they took the second two periods off and overtime off. I got the Avalanche. I've got Camper understanding the pressure that he's under, performing tonight. I'm going to change the score that I normally predict.
No. Oh, okay.
4-1.
4-1.
4-1 Avs.
Okay. For me, it comes down to trust. Do I trust this team? Do I trust that this team is different than last year's team? I trusted them to bounce back after losing game two.
Right.
And they did.
Yep.
What happened the other night was not a reflection of their talent. They're still a better team than St. Louis.
Right.
It was not a reflection in their systems or their strategies.
Mm-hmm.
They let down.
Yeah.
But they know they're the better team. They're not, there's not a hangover. They're not doubting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're pissed off after what happened the other night.
Shouldn't be.
Because they know that wasn't them. And so they come out tonight and they win this hockey game.
2-1.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to laugh. Mark's not funny. Evans, why do you laugh so hilariously? Mark's not that funny. 4-2.
Yeah, that's just good, clean fun.
And look, for the texters, like, Mark's not funny. Evan, stop laughing. As we have told you many times over the last six-plus years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We don't care if you're not having fun.
Yeah.
If we're having fun, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I do this show to entertain myself.
Mark cracks me up, so.
Yeah, I do this show merely to entertain myself. If you're entertained, great. If you're not, I don't care.
Are you not entertained?
Oh, okay, let's go Avs.
Yes.
Let's finish this thing off. No messing around.
Nope.
I 100% believe in you, unless you lose tonight.
Yeah, then all bets are off.
Then all bets are off.
Yeah.
Then it gets...
I'm with you.
Then I'm gripping. Sure. Then I'm clenching.
Then you are clenchy.
I get real clenchy if they lose tonight. Do. But they're not going to lose tonight.
No.
They're not going to lose tonight. Avs win. Chad and Nate are here to talk more about it. They're coming your way next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.